Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Doug Hirsch, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Busy weekend. Busy weekend. Wings win last night. Give up an overtime goal that gets overturned. I mean, the truth is, it probably should have won a regulation. Kings scored two goals with their goalie pulled. Extra attacker, which sucks. But then they gave up, Wings gave up a goal in overtime. Power play goal, but it got disallowed for goalie interference. Wings won in a shootout. They continue to be okay. Which is great. They're back in action tonight at Anaheim. You got the clocks getting turned back Saturday night. Halloween tonight. You got World Series Game 6 tonight. Michigan and Michigan State in action tomorrow. Spartans at Minnesota. Michigan hosting Purdue. Lions taking on Minnesota Sunday. High school football playoffs underway. Pistons in Mexico City. Is that tonight or tomorrow? Is that tomorrow?
That's tomorrow, tomorrow at LCA. LCA. Get it, Gator?
See what you did there.
Yeah, because you thought they were at LCA, but it's
EL.
Yeah, EL.
LCA.
Yeah. 10 o'clock, man.
Well done, Kang.
Thank you.
The Conquistadors Arena.
It means the CA.
Yeah. Where's the game? The CA. I like it. Conquistador Arena.
I just made it up.
Yeah.
Because it's CA.
It's not a real place.
Could be.
That'd be a sweet name.
Wouldn't surprise me if there was Conquistador Arena.
Yeah. That's what we should start calling this place.
Cerveza Arena.
Oh, yeah. Right,
yeah.
Now we're cooking with grease.
Cerveza aquí. Ahora.
Can you do 2 and 20 to go in Spanish, Gator?
Dos en veinte.
Now do count that baby in a foul.
I love how they added it to the graphic at the bottom right of the screen now, too. That's great.
They have what?
Count that baby in a foul. When George says it, it pops up on the bottom of the screen now.
Does it really?
Yeah.
I haven't noticed that.
Yeah.
It's not closed caption, is it?
No.
Okay.
No, it's like animated graphic that shows up. It's great.
That is awesome.
Congratulations to George. 50 years,
dude,
man.
Do you hear the trivia question we asked? You probably didn't. You probably weren't listening to the Michigan State pregame show.
No, I was
not. Matt Park was filling in, and I was doing my 50th game, and they asked, has George done more years of Michigan State football than Doug has done games?
The answer is no.
The answer is yes.
No, he hasn't done Michigan State football. Has he done more? Has
53 done, years of Michigan State football.
Has he done 53 years of Michigan State football?
Yep. And I've done 50 games.
Oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Love that guy.
Yep. Went over and talked to him. He's a legend.
He's so great.
An absolute legend.
Did he say hi to me?
He didn't. He said hi to Kang. Actually, who did I bump into? I bumped into somebody this weekend that is the biggest Kang fan ever.
It's not my daughter.
No, that's true. She barely acknowledges you being part of the family.
I know. Sad.
I'll have to remember, but somebody's like, that Kang is really sharp. Yeah, we like him. All right, so we mentioned we get to this. Dan Campbell, regarding the trade deadline, speaking with the media, we'll have more on this next hour with the Birchie Kid. Campbell says he loves Detroit's current... This is Eric Woodyard on Twitter, who covers the Detroit Lions for ESPN. Campbell says he loves Detroit's current roster and doesn't anticipate a big move happening ahead of the trade deadline, but GM Brad Holmes has been searching. Quote, that doesn't mean we won't, Campbell said. He's brought up a couple things already.
Mm. Oh. Mm-hmm.
So Eric Woodyard was the follow-up. And what are those things?
Right. Care to elaborate?
I personally don't think the Lions will make a move because the Legion of Whom, I think, showed them they have guys, if need be, to step up at some point. Now, you don't want the entire secondary to be in the Legion of Whom, but one guy here and there will help, right? I think they like Muhammad a lot. Obviously, they have Hutchinson this year, which they did not have him last year, so that's a big upgrade in itself. But if they were to make a move, the fact that Miami did fire Chris Greer, do you think that's more likely the Dolphins would trade everybody or hold tight with everybody?
I don't know. I think their head, it was apparently mutual, and yes, it's happened like at this hour, that
Ian
the Vikings fired their GM.
Ian Rappaport said it was a mutual party.
Okay, that tells me that ownership and the GM wanted to go completely different directions. I'm going to guess, after last night's game, one of the two wants to sell and the other one doesn't. I think that's how you have a mutual parting of the ways. You know, and the question, can you say the Legion of Whom has given him faith? We had a caller yesterday that tapped into the deep fears of doing that. And that is that the equivalent of the Tigers counting on McKinstry and Dingler and Parker Meadows and guys that they think are young and going to contribute the entire season, and then they don't contribute the entire season?
Yeah, which I thought was a pretty good analogy. Different
it's
sports.
It's like a worst fears realized kind of approach, but it doesn't mean we can't talk about it.
I would be disappointed if they didn't make a move because they have a ton of cap space that they can take on salary, and I think there are opportunities to find better players than guys that are on the roster right now, and I think you always have to be on the lookout for that. However, having said that, I can also understand, look at this, that okay, they're going to be rental players because you're not likely to trade for somebody that's going to be, you know, a longer-term contract.
Mm-hmm.
So the price for that ends up being draft picks, and how steep is that price going to be? That we don't know. And would Brad Holmes be better suited having a fourth-round pick to take whomever as opposed to taking on somebody who just adds depth to this roster for you know, 10 games? Nine games.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. PNC's apply. In app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
We'll keep our eye on it. God, I want to know what the things he's been working on are. That would be the most fun thing
ever.
We'll
send him an email.
I do have his email address.
Yeah.
B_homie@DetroitLions.com.
I thought it was DetroitLion.com.
Well, I'll send to both just in case. It's been a while since I sent them.
Yeah, one might get sent back.
Yeah, right. Out of the office.
Don't you guys think this year's trade deadline is a little different than last year? I feel last year they were kind of forced to make a move because Hutch was out. This year, it's 100%. Like, hey, what kind of deals can I get, right?
I think it was Colton Pouncey referred to it last year. They were stopping the bleeding. this year, I would say they're trying to boost the resume.
Yeah, it feels like they're getting guys back right now as opposed to, oh my God, we just lost another. But it doesn't stop, would not stop. I don't think it's going to stop Brad Holmes from certainly looking. And according to Dan Campbell, he's kicked some things around.
Yep.
So they're looking. It doesn't mean they'll do something. I hope they do. I hope they do. Because I think the opportunity is there to solidify this roster even more. And there will be injuries down this last stretch of 10 games.
All right,
into the playoffs.
This is interesting. Just tweeted from Tom Pelissero.
Okay.
Who is one of the NFL insiders at NFL Network. Players the Dolphins received trade calls on but were unwilling to deal in recent weeks. Wide receiver Jalen Waddle. Waddle. Outside linebacker Jalen Phillips. Outside linebacker Bradley Chubb. Outside linebacker Matthew Judon. And cornerback Rasul Douglas. With a 2-7 record and a new interim GM, teams are certain to check back in starting today. Hey, Brad Holmes, circle back, buddy.
Time to circle back. If their previous GM didn't want to trade those guys, holding out that they could make a move in the playoffs, did all that just get knocked out? And maybe that was all tied to it anyway. Hey, team's got to win. Okay, you're saying we're not going to trade these guys. We've had offers. And you think that we can still make the playoffs, and then they lose the game last night to a team that's in their own division that just leapfrogged them with their third win.
They're not in the division.
I'm sorry. Dolphins aren't in the same division. But same conference. It's not good news for Miami.
Okay, now we have a statement. And again, the only reason we're talking about this is because the Dolphins have players to trade, and they just fired their GM. Stephen M. Ross, the owner, as I assessed the state of the team in my discussions with Chris, it became clear to both of us that change could not wait. We must improve in 2025, 2026, and beyond. And it needs to start right now. Champ Kelly will serve as interim general manager effective immediately, and we will begin our search process for a new GM. I always have been and remain committed to building a winning team, consistently competes for NFL championship. I think Ross wants a trade. That's my guess here. Stephen Ross wants the Dolphins to unload guys and load up on future assets, and Chris Greer didn't want to do that.
He seems like more of an impatient type of owner too, right? They need to tear this down to the studs. I mean, that organization is terrible. Like, the coach is going to be fired. Tua's not the answer. Congratulations, Doug. You know, like, Tyreek Hill's leg is the other way. Just let everybody go. Mm-hmm. Just move on and start all over.
Let's go to Tyler. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Tyler.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
So I try to, trust the Brad Holmes process, and I'm very appreciative of everything he's done for this team. The only thing I think I'm kind of critical of is, this year trading those three third-round picks in order to draft Isaac Tesla, who I think will be a good player. I think he will have an impact on this team. I just think, he does those moves like he did it with Gio Manu. He did it with Vaki. And then I think we get to the trade deadlines and he's, we're low on picks for the next draft when we could, grab an impact player at the trade deadline is, something I kind of always think about.
Well, there's one thing that I think is 100% true is there are mistakes folded into all of the brilliance. And that's okay. I'm not saying you're saying this. He's not going to get everything right. There have been curious moves made on draft night that haven't panned out. But, the standard that he has set is so high and he's done such a good job that when something goes awry or he traded and he made those, traded picks to move up to get Tesla, he did the same thing with Broderick Martin, there's been some misses, but he definitely is the net of his work has been overwhelmingly positive.
Yeah, it just seems like every year, we get to the trade deadline, there's not a lot of extra picks out there when we've had extra picks for all these drafts, and I think it would make it easier to make a move, but it is what it is, and I'll continue to trust him.
Well, next year they go into the draft with the standard 7 picks. Now, they're not all like first, second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth. They have no third rounder and 2 fourth rounders. So they still have 7 picks.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.